to the state of Alabama now, where prisoners are in week two of a labor strike. They're refusing to cook or clean and protesting what they call our poor conditions. Alabama's prison system is notorious for overcrowding and deadly violence against inmates. Shannon Barlow is a prisoner at the Limestone Correctional Facility in North Alabama. Here he is last week, speaking to member station WBHM.
There's no hope. There's no promise of a future. And we're the ones, basically, that has been holding this ceiling up over our own head all these years. And we're just waking up to the fact that this is wrong.
So the audio is a little muffled. Just to repeat a little bit, he says there's no hope. There's no promise of a future. We're the ones, basically, that's been holding this ceiling up. Let's talk now to WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgin. She's reporting on this, and she hosts a podcast on the Alabama prisons crisis. It's called Deliberate Indifference. Mary, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
The Justice Department has found systemic severe conditions in the Alabama prison system. You have been reporting on this for a long time. Give us a quick snapshot of the crowding of the violence there.
Sure. So as you mentioned, there's some of the most dangerous prisons in the nation. The overcrowding, the understaffing, to give you a picture of that, in many prisons you have these open room style dormitories that in some cases house upwards of 100, maybe 200 men in one room, and sometimes overseen by maybe one correctional officer. Inside these dormitories, there's easy access to drugs. The buildings themselves have not been maintained, so there's complaints of plumbing that doesn't work, unsanitary conditions, and all of this contributes to high levels of violence. And all of this is backed up by the U.S. Department of Justice, who's suing the state about these conditions.
And those are the conditions surrounding this strike that began last week. What are the inmates refusing to do, and what's the impact been?
Well, so as you mentioned, the people inside Alabama's prisons who are incarcerated there normally do the work, you know, cooking in the kitchen, cleaning laundry, they do maintenance work. In Alabama, incarcerated people are not paid for most of these jobs. And so starting last Monday, they stopped doing these jobs. They stopped going to work. As of Thursday, prison officials said that the worker shortages were still being reported at all major prisons. And the impact of that has been that, you know, all last week, prison officials reduced meals to what they call a holiday schedule. That means men were getting two meals a day instead of three. And I got several calls about this, you know, from various prisons where men were saying that they were hungry, that these meals, you know, were meager. They consisted of maybe some grits, some bread. In the evening, maybe like cold hot dogs or bologna. In addition to the food, there's been visitation was canceled this past weekend. And I do want to mention there's also reports of people getting punished for speaking out about what's going on. The man that we heard from at the top, Shannon Barlow, late last week, he says he was moved to a segregation unit, and he thinks that it was because he talked to me. He says that officers told him they were placing him in seg for speaking to people he shouldn't be talking to. I've asked prison officials to comment on this, and they haven't yet responded.
Wow. As far as the meals, the reduced meals, is that retaliation against the strike?
Well, I've certainly heard people say that, you know, that it's part of a strategy to get people to go back to work by, you know, reducing the meals. The department has said that reducing meals is not a retaliatory measure, but it's just logistically necessary to ensure that other critical services are being provided. You know, as we mentioned, the understaffing is a huge problem, so they don't have, you know, staff to fill in these gaps. I will say I talked to a man this morning who called from a different prison, and he says that he actually wants to go back to work because he's hungry and he normally works in the kitchen. And he also, you know, wants something to do, but he says he's scared of what could happen if he breaks the strike because there's so much violence in the prisons.
Hmm. Now, the inmates have many demands. Can you just lay out a couple of the main things that they're asking for?
Sure. I mean, they want to see conditions get better. You know, these conditions have been known for years, but yet they continue. The violence continues, so they want to see action on that level. But separate from that, they also are calling for sentencing changes and parole reform. Parole rates in Alabama have declined dramatically in recent years. They went from, you know, from more than 50% of people being granted parole to roughly 10% of people being granted parole as of the latest numbers. And that's just, you know, like we heard from in the quote, that's kind of taken away a lot of hope from people. So they want to see those sort of legislative changes as well.
And what is the, briefly, what has the response been from the state?
So the state's governor, Kay Ivey, has said that these demands are unreasonable. She says that, you know, sentencing changes would require legislation and that can't just be mandated. Governor Ivey has also referenced the construction of new prisons as the state's response. So she's brought that up again, you know, when talking about the strike. Last year, Alabama lawmakers approved a plan to build two mega prisons for men, and those two prisons will replace many of the existing facilities. So that's been a big, you know, a big part of the state's response.
Yeah, as the strike goes on. That is WBHM reporter Mary Scott Hodgen. Mary, thank you for the time.
Thank you.